WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Deadly avalanches in the West. ABC's Jacqueline Lee.
An avalanche advisory remains in effect in parts of Colorado. Meanwhile, in the Northwest, an atmospheric river has prompted avalanche warnings from Montana all the way to Washington State.
President Trump pressuring Ukraine to sign a deal to give half of its mineral mining profits to the U.S., but in return, it gets no security guarantees. ABC's Ian Pannell in Ukraine.
French President Macron meets with President Trump, and then the following day, the British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, also at the White House. These next few days could be critical in deciding what kind of deal, if any, is possible.
A boat overturned off New York City. Three people are dead, two others injured, and the Coast Guard looking for another person missing, police say. Pope Francis still critical condition at a Rome hospital, pneumonia, and what the Vatican calls mild kidney complications, but it says they're mild and under control. This is ABC News. Wall Street stock trading resumes tomorrow after a Friday sell-off over worries, says ABC's Phil Lipoff.
Investors are worried about a slowing economy and concerns about inflation. Also, consumers are uncertain about the potential for the president's planned tariffs to increase a price on everyday goods in the coming months. Having said all that, it's important to point this out. Stocks still remain near an all-time high. The Dow closed Friday at 43,428.
A race against a lottery deadline in France after two apparently homeless men used a man's bank card to buy a winning scratch-off lottery ticket. It's worth $500,000 U.S. dollars. Not cashed yet. The man who says his bank card was stolen from a car in southern France has hired this lawyer.
We have to be very quick because we don't know exactly what would be the deadline to get the money.
The attorney is urging the thieves to come forward to share the lottery winnings. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so well put.
And that matters.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Ladies and gentlemen of the congregation, I've come here today to testify to you that the light of the Lord is alive and well. And in the spirit of each and every person in this church. But there will come a day where the devil may darken your door. We got to tell the devil no, people, and chase him out, and ride forward into the kingdom of heaven. Can I get an amen?
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah. like salt in a wound. The lavender blues stings than it has, like a cloud over you, disguised as a muse, a perennial ruse under the covers of the lavender blues. Lavender blues, lavender blues. When you ain't got nothing, you ain't got nothing to lose. Get a place by the ocean, a room with a view. You want a connection, so you slip off your shoes. One toe in the water, searching for clues. Soon you were drowning in the lavender blues. Lavender blues. Lavender blues. Stranger than fiction. Like a python, bite marks with a bruise, wrapped all around you, you tighten the screw, as you fade into nothing, awake but confused, no you're not dreaming, it's just a lavender blues.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
Hypertension in your veins. dabble with sounds. They'll make the hair on your neck stand up from all the rabble rouse. It's enough to mask the pain. Out of the gates we're lacking the tools. They wanted a nice fair fight, but the boys up top don't play by the rules. Where do we go from here? Where do we face our fears? It feels like a slap across the face to know that we've been running.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Elf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Elf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Elf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyElfLounge.com.
Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is gonna rock. The Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon. Featuring Last Crack. Subatomic. Mind Docs, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
can feel the rising sun. Soon I will be joined by everyone on their way. Busy in their building, lodging in their schemes and all. Crucified, I throw back my head and smile. You never know what time will bring. Well, I have remembered recent history, but I feel a little closer.
Relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
someday their son, just the next is rain. One day there's joy, and the next is pain. Now someday, babe, it'll all seem like a dream.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Keeps you up.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Every story matters. And the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys of my life, and it's been a great journey. And I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. An avalanche advisory is in effect in parts of Colorado and avalanche warnings from Montana to Washington State. Pope Francis still battling pneumonia at a Rome hospital and what the Vatican calls mild kidney complications that are being treated. At the Basilica of St. Francis in Assisi, Julio Jimenez says that he had traveled with a group of pilgrims to Assisi.
There's over 20 of us, so every morning we are praying for Pope Francis's health to be restored.
Monday marks 3 years since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Trump pressuring Ukraine to sign a deal to give half of its mineral mining, oil and gas profits to the U.S., but in return, it gets no security guarantees. Germany's far-right party has made a surprisingly strong second-place showing in the German elections. Germany's conservative party has come out on top. It is pro-NATO and pro-Ukraine and opposed to President Trump's overtures to Russia. This is ABC News. Health